Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, does your name influence who you become? In most cases, it's one of the first things people learn about you, yet you've no choice in what that name is. David Zhu is a psychologist at Arizona State University, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
Now, I mean, apart from, you know, the kind of obvious examples, if your parents call you dickhead, that's going to, you know, that's going to have an effect on the rest of your life. But in kind of, or, you know, plain, ordinary John or Mary type names, does it have any effect at all?
Well, obviously, according to psychological studies, there is quite some evidence that a person's name not only influences how the person sees themselves, but also influences how others perceive the person in their daily interactions. So broadly speaking, the evidence shows that in the long term, a person with an uncommon name tend to see themselves as being different from others. And in one of our recent studies, we also examined the effect of CEOs' uncommon names on their strategic decision making. And we found that using a sample of over 1,000 public companies during a period of 19 years, we saw that CEOs' uncommon names are strongly associated with their distinctive strategies. So beyond the CEO, I think also in other populations, there's evidence that a person with an uncommon name tend to pursue career paths that are different from others.
Right. Okay. But is that correlation rather than causation? A lot of them had uncommon names, but can you trace a direct link between their name and the way they act in later life?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think in our study, because we use the archival data, we can only establish the correlation rather than causality. However, in some of the experimental studies in the psychology literature, people do find that having an uncommon name is associated with the self-conception of being different from others. I think the more direct evidence is from those kind of experimental studies.
Right, okay. But would those studies show that just the name causes them to feel different from others? Would there not be other factors as well? For instance, if you're a member of a minority, if say you've a Islamic sounding name in a majority white country, it's being Islamic that's going to make you feel different, not necessarily the name.
Right, you are right. So the surnames of a person certainly shows a lot of information. Ethnicity is one thing, and some people's surname also shows their family origin. So, and those can influence other perceptions about them. So in our study, we focused on first names of a person, which is usually chosen by the parents. And when parents chose names for their kids, those that chose an uncommon name for their kids typically have an idea that they hope their kids to be different from others. So that kind of expectation may also be accompanied with their effort to give the kids unusual educational or life experiences. So, and those all contribute to a person's self-conception of, hey, I'm different from others because my life is just different. So that those are kind of distinctive effects that we have observed it from a number of studies.
And there are fashions in names too, that every year you read in the media what the most popular boys and girls names in. Now, very few parents call their kids Adolf, for instance. there's always a risk, I suppose, that you call your child something and then somebody with the same name does something terrible.
That is true. So, the name is probably the most important identifier of a person. So when other people with the same name become popular, you get some popularity as well, and it can work the other way around. So there are studies to show that the popularity of a person's name can influence perception by others. So if you have a popular name, for example, you're more likely to be accepted and liked by others. But if your name is unusual, really hard to pronounce, hard to remember by others, then people naturally have a kind of negative reaction to the person with such a name. Mm-hmm. And in the short term, it could be quite a bit of a disadvantage for the person with an uncommon name, especially among kids.
And I think they've done studies on dating websites as well, and names do seem to have an influence.
You're right. Yeah, there are a few recent studies that shows that people with more popular names tend to be more successful on in terms of online dating.
Yeah, but presumably that will change in that a name mightn't be popular now, but in 5 years' time it might come back to fashion again, or at least not suffer from the same unpopularity.
Yeah, there are changes in terms of a given name's popularity over time, but you know the thing is it doesn't change that quickly. So probably in the 10-year span, the popularity of a name will not change substantially. So and when we look at those studies, usually they have a pretty specific time period in mind when they measure the name's popularity. And another question is whether once people get to know each other, how the popularity of a name influences perception and relationships. And the evidence seems to suggest that the long-term effect of name popularity is mainly about influencing the person's self-conception rather than influencing how others like you or dislike you. You know, when we encounter a person, we first pay attention to the name, but then once we get to know the person, we need to say the name many times, the inconvenience just goes away and you naturally pay attention to other more meaningful aspects of the person's attributes. So the short-term negative effect of having an uncommon name usually will go away with more.
But if they experience it negatively, even for a period, one assumes it would influence their relationship with their parents for giving them such a stupid name.
You're right, it could. So a lot of kids, for example, they will feel really resentful when they were teased by other kids for their uncommon name. They will go back home and, you know, have a conversation with their parents, I guess. However, interestingly, psychology studies show that in the long term, having an uncommon name really didn't have any negative effects on a person's psychological state or well-being, I guess mainly because people are adaptive. So once you were bullied at school or you encounter some unpleasant interactions, most people will figure out how to cope with them over time. And the short-term negative effect on self-esteem, for example, can also go away with a person's natural desire to improve self-esteem over time.
David, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was David Zhu there. He's an associate professor at Arizona State University. That's our lot for today. Kieran's up next on News Talk.
Moncrief on News Talk.